This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks for tuning in today. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with Rich Musin. He's the president and CEO of Badger Meter, but also the co-chair of the Milwaukee 7 Water Council. Musin and the Water Council are key proponents of developing the Milwaukee area as a so-called world water hub, a place where business, academia, and government come together to build an economy around water. But some fear that the development of a water economy here could come at the expense of solving other problems the region faces. And others, such as Richard Longworth, believe that it's impractical and wrong-minded for a single city or state to try to become a water hub. Longworth is a senior fellow with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. As part of our series, Project Milwaukee, The Currency of Water, Longworth explained to Lake Effect's Bonnie North why he believes a regional approach is vital.
I think the best reason is that there's no one state, including Wisconsin, that has a monopoly on Great Lakes water. Great Lakes water laps against 8 different states and 2 Canadian provinces. Lake Michigan itself affects 4 different states around the rim of Lake Michigan. We all ought to be working together on this, if only because we can leverage our own strengths. You know, that said, I am a great admirer of what's going on in Milwaukee and what southeastern Wisconsin is trying to do, and especially the efforts of Carlos Santiago and other people at UWM to set up this Freshwater Institute. I think it's terrific. You've got a lot going. I'm delighted to see how Marquette University is pitching in on this from the law school there. I think you've got a lot going, but this is a great big issue. There's a terrific amount of competition going to be involved in this. I think we need all the strengths we can get. For starters, you know, as I said, having UWM, a lakeside school, being involved, but why not get the University of Illinois Chicago or the Illinois Institute of Technology, another 2 lakeside schools that could join in on this? For that matter, why not Wayne State and Detroit or Case Western, say, and Cleveland, which are also lakeside schools that could join in on this? Seems to me that any number can play, and the more we play, the stronger we're going to be.
Well, what are the impediments? Why aren't people cooperating?
Because every Midwestern state operates as though it is the only governmental entity in the universe. No state would share anything with any other state. Of course, this has been going on for couple hundred years. It's unrealistic to expect people to change now. But the fact is that all global issues, like the water, simply just cross state lines. There's no point in keeping this locked up within states. But so long as all this policy, all the funding, the control over state universities is controlled by state governments and by governors and by state legislatures, it's not going to change. Again, I am not pointing a particular finger at Wisconsin or Jim Doyle on this. Illinois is just as bad, if not worse. So is Michigan. So is Indiana. Trying to get over this is going to be a bear.
Well, you cite the Marshall Plan as an example of a kind of regional cooperation that we should be emulating. Why the Marshall Plan?
Because it worked once before, and it worked rather well. Back in 1948, we went to the Europeans, and we said, look, you know, we want to provide all this money to help rebuild the European economy after World War II. But we said, we're not going to tell you what to do. You got to come up with the ideas. And also, we are not going to give the money on this to individual countries, to Norway or the Netherlands or France. You people have got to sit down and plan continental-wide programs to rebuild your continent, to rebuild Europe, to rebuild the region, in effect. And that's pretty much the way it worked out. The Europeans did this, and I don't think it's too much to say that the Marshall Plan, especially these terms of the Marshall Plan, sowed the seed for what later became the European Union. Now, wouldn't it be great if the Obama administration would go to the Midwestern states and say, look, you guys have all got this water. You all share in the water problems. You're all interested in setting up water industries that could really benefit the economy of the region in times to come. We want to help fund this, but we're not going to give any money to Wisconsin. We're not going to give any money to Illinois. A joint regional project for this, and then we'll give you the money. As I said, these states just hate to cooperate, but if there's that much money out there, they tend to respond. Incentives do work.
Well, I was going to say the other thing that I think people might be reluctant to is the idea that there really is no strings attached to this money, that, you know, that the federal government isn't going to come in and say, well, we're going to give you this pot of money that you all have to play in the same sandbox, but here are the strings and here's how we're going to tell you. I don't know. Do you think people would actually believe that they would leave us alone to actually figure it out for ourselves?
I don't know what's going on in Milwaukee, but we don't get any free lunches here in Chicago. There's strings everywhere. If people are going to give you money, there are usually strings attached. In this case, the strings are fine. The strings would be to tell the Midwestern states that we're in the 21st century now. You've got to stop behaving like these little bitty state-bound entities that you are. You're simply too small to compete in this great big global economy. We are talking about the future of this region. Milwaukee can't go it alone. Chicago can't go it alone. Detroit, Grand Rapids can't go it alone. We are all in this together, and we have to leverage our strengths. I see John Schmidt's story in the Journal Sentinel, where he mentions that I think the Milwaukee water-related companies, as well as they're doing, are still only devoting 6% of their sales on research and development. The report itself says this is nowhere near enough. Well, you know, let's expand this. Let's get more research and development in on this instead of competing over what is, in fact, a shared resource. Let's cooperate and expand our resources.
Well, assuming that we do and that we adopt that regional strategy for the water industry, do you think the Midwest could become the next Silicon Valley of water, or is that somewhat of a bankrupt analogy?
Oh, I don't see why not. I think water technology in the future is going to be very, very big. I mean, we see what's happening with water. We see the scarcity of water around most of the world. We do sit here in the Midwest on 20% of the world's freshwater resources, and I'm talking, of course, not just about the Great Lakes, but beyond that, we have this terrific system of rivers throughout the Midwest. When in a world that is getting increasingly thirsty, we've got water, and I think we definitely should exploit it. 20 years from now, if you are going to want to live or work or invest in a place with a reliable source of fresh water, this is it. The Midwest, the Great Lakes region, is it. And it's time we got ready for it, not only in preserving this water and seeking the kind of industries that are going to need it, but figuring out, as UWM wants to do, how to exploit this for economic reasons. We do have to preserve it. And I'm not talking about diverting water from this, but that, you know, that's not the question. How do you use this asset? Yes, I think we could become the Silicon Valley.
Well, those water industries of the future in 20, 40, 50 years, is it likely there are going to be jobs there that are going to take advantage of the Midwest's actual labor force as it currently exists, or are we going to have to completely retool that?
Looking that far in the future is impossible. I think 30, 40 years ago, if you'd looked into the high-tech industry around Silicon Valley, tried to predict what that would have happened to that, there was no predicting. 40 years ago, we thought the computers weren't going to do more than just put a few secretaries out of work, and instead they have changed the way we live. Nobody knows what's going to happen with water technology, with biotechnology, with all the new technologies that are coming down the pipe. Some of them may be big job creators, some of them might not. But we have to look ahead and see what's likely to be the best, what's likely to be the big industries of the future, and then jump on board and see what happens and hope that we're not disappointed. Just sitting back and doing what we've always done in the past, quite obviously, if you look around the Midwest, isn't working.
We have a lot of people out of work.
We do have a lot of people out of work, and they will have to be retrained for this. And that is going to be very tricky. I mean, there's a lot of people who are losing jobs in the old industries that are now enrolled in community colleges and other programs to try and retrain them. Some of them can be retrained, some may not. I prefer to look at their kids. How are we going to employ the youth of this region in the future? We now, in our schools, are stressing more math, we're stressing science more. That's great. But these are the people who are going to come out of schools, and they're going to be looking for jobs, and they're going to be the future of this region. And if they come out of these schools, well-trained, well-educated, look around and see that there aren't any jobs there, you think they're going to stay here? No. They'll head for Texas. They'll head for California.
And then that brain drain continues.
That brain drain continues. Same brain drain that's going on right now.
Well, how likely do you think are we to adopt a regional strategy, and what are the stakes if we don't?
The second question is a lot easier to answer than the first. If we don't, turn out the lights. The old industry, the old auto-based industry, the old heavy industry that has supported the Midwest, Wisconsin, among the other Midwestern states, for the past 100 or 150 years, is going away, and in some places it's absolutely gone. People in Wisconsin know this better than anybody else. And it is not coming back. We have to replace it with new industries like water technology if we're going to survive in the future, if this area is simply going to be a decent place to live. So that's the stakes. The odds on doing that? Good question. Now, there's still a lot of denial. There's still a lot of this competitiveness from what I hear. Milwaukee and Madison are battling over what the center of this water technology industry is going to be. This is a foolish, foolish competition. We all ought to be in this together. So how can we do this? It's going to take some far-sighted leadership. I see this leadership, a lot of it, around Milwaukee. People there are talking about how we have to really leverage all the resources we have. I don't hear that much talk here in Chicago, but I think it's going to grow. If we can get the federal government to give us a push, fine. If we can get economic development people to give us a push, fine. I really think we ought to be getting universities working together, and I know Carlos Santiago is interested in doing this, that would be fine. It's going to take a lot of people working together, and all we can say is right now we're not there yet.
Well, Dick Longworth, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Richard Longworth is a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and a distinguished visiting scholar at DePaul University. He spoke with Bonnie North as part of our series Project Milwaukee, The Currency of Water. There's a link to the policy brief he authored calling for a Midwestern Marshall Plan from our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. A quick break now, and when we return, we'll talk about the leadership role the United States can play in alleviating the basic global water crisis. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.